Good morning.
Good morning.
As most of you know, today we're going to have practice circle later on. And the practice circle is based on a book called Most Intimate by Pat Enkyo O'Hara, who is the teacher at the Village Zendo in New York. And if you've sat with me at all, you're familiar with the fact that this is based on a koan, one of the koans I love dearly. I won't go through the whole koan, but the punchline, so to speak, has to do with an encounter between Jasho and a monk, and the Joshu, who is this famous teacher, asks the monk where he's going. He's a wandering monk, and asks him where he's going, and he says, "I don't know." And to which Joshu replies, "Not knowing is most intimate." And so this book is sort of based on the spirit of intimacy, the intimacy that comes out of not knowing. And today's practice circle is each chapter. It's divided up to a bunch of chapters, and the chapter that Bill is going to lead us in the practice circle today is on work. And Pat describes how when we empty ourselves of any preconceptions or expectations, which is the same as not knowing, right? We don't enter the situation with any preconceived ideas about knowing. When we empty ourselves, when we enter this sacred space of not knowing, we wind up becoming the activity itself, the activity that we're involved in. And that means that, or that includes waiting tables, washing the dishes, cleaning the bathroom, or bearing witness to someone who's in pain. Any activity that we enter into, if we enter into and become intimate with, we become the situation itself. And by interacting in that situation, by being the situation, by being the activity, there can be a lightness, there can be a joy, a sense of being complete, which changes our ideas about what this activity is. Or in the case of work, what work means. What is work? If we fully enter into the activity of the job itself. So this is the experience of work when we pour ourselves out. And I don't know if I downloaded all of the pages for the chapter, but my sense was that her discussion of work, even though she made some references to what I'm going to talk about, really focused on the joy that comes out of being at one with the work that we do. So when we pour ourselves out and we become the work that we do, there is no trace of me that remains. We are empty. And so emptiness is becoming expressed as this work. But there's another side. And making reference to her characterization in this chapter, the other side is the reflection of the moon in the water. Right? There's the moon itself, which we experience when all ideas drop away. We become moon. We are the moon. There's nothing to create a separation. The sense of our self, me, drops away, and there's just moon. But that's only half of it. But I think that the way that I understood the way she was writing, she's talking about work from that perspective, about becoming the moon, about moonness, about jobness, about just being the job, just being the activity. But there is the other side that she mentioned in passing almost. That is the reflection of the moon in the water. And that reflection is all the ideas about what we think the moon is, or what we think the job is. And these both exist. It's a matter of how we choose to place our attention. So in this regard, I used to, as a child, when it came to doing the dishes, place a lot of attention on the reflection of the moon in the water. That is, a lot of attention on my idea about doing dishes. And I think I was probably maybe 12 or 13 when my parents decided it would be a good idea to make their son do the dishes. And from the very beginning, I hated washing the dishes. it was almost literally like a prison sentence, you know. I kept counting the minutes. I remember watching the clock and counting to myself how long it would take until this was over and I could go outside and play basketball or do something else. So it was a prison sentence, but it was one that I was creating for myself. But I didn't know that at the time. I was a kid. And so what kind of a job do you think I did at doing the dishes? Pretty awful. Just did them as quickly as I could to get them done. And we didn't have a dishwasher when I was a kid, so we had to do them by hand and put them in a dish rack and then dry them. And I pretty much continued to carry this dislike for dishwashing well into adulthood. And then somewhere in my either late 20s or early 30s, I got involved with Zen and started to read about being mindful and how mindful monks at a monastery would be toward the jobs they were assigned. Sweeping, cleaning the bathrooms, gardening, cooking, and even washing the dishes. That caught my attention. It was explained that every activity was an extension of their zazen. Everything, the entire focus, was about being one with the activity that you were doing. Whether it was sitting on your cushion breathing, or outside with a shovel shoveling the shit from the latrines at the monastery. There was no difference. Each moment was an opportunity to practice paying attention. So after reading this, I made washing dishes part of my daily activity. I would volunteer to do the dishes whenever I could. I came to love washing the dishes and the peace of mind that the activity brought. So as I said, there's another side, though, to this story. And most of Enkyo's talk is on the intimacy that is created by becoming one with the activity. This oneness arises out of surrendering everything that we know and just being the activity. There's another koan that I like an awful lot. And again, it's in the Mumin Khan and the Book of Serenity. And again, I'll give you the abbreviated version of it. A teacher asks, "What do you do when you get to the top of the 100-foot pole?" Now, the 100-foot pole is a metaphor for enlightenment. Okay, you sit for 20 years and bam, now you're enlightened. So now what do? You stop? Is it over? And the answer that the teacher provides is you step off. And so what does that mean? You step off the pole. Now remember, the pole is 100 feet high. So stepping off is no small matter. And stepping off means that you take your insight and you enter back into the marketplace, back into your daily life. And remember that the marketplace includes all its messiness, all its complication, and all its unholiness. You know, it's one thing to sit and be enlightened in a monastery. It's a very different thing to function in an enlightened way in the marketplace, in our everyday lives. So in this regard, being a good teacher, functioning in the marketplace, and in my household being the almost exclusive dishwasher, I encountered a challenge. The 100-foot pole was placed right before me. And I don't know why it happened this way, but it did. It doesn't really, I guess, matter why. But we have had house guests through Christmas and New Year's, and Cindy's kids are home from college. And there are a lot of dishes to be done. And so I like to do the dishes. And I like to have them all done by the time that I go to bed, so that way I wake up in the morning, I can just get up and have a cup of tea and a little breakfast. Right? But that hasn't been the way that it's been. The way it's been is I will do the dishes, clean the counters, sweep the floor, And 5 minutes later, after I take a shower, maybe 15 minutes later, after I take a shower, I come back in the kitchen and there's dishes on the counter. There's dishes in the sink. Even on the bookshelves in the den, there are dishes already. You know, and at first, I was, I guess, sort of amused by that. But as this has gone on for a number of weeks, I found myself becoming first resentful and then angry, pissed off. You know, doesn't anybody appreciate that I just cleaned up? And so slowly, I am confronted with the fact that I have returned into the work, that Carl is doing this, and Carl is becoming resentful. And the resentment, because I sit with this, is because I'm having thoughts like, I'm not appreciated. My work is not appreciated. I'm letting myself be taken advantage of. So when these thoughts come up, of course, the emotions get created. And the emotions become resentment. And so now this activity that I really love has become a pain in the ass. You know, I don't like doing the dishes. I came down this morning and emptied the dishwasher, put new dishes in, you know, and so, but I noticed this because it's like, it's become now my koan. It's become my work. This is living in the marketplace. This is not sitting in a monastery and celebrating the fact that you've had an insight, that you're enlightened. This is how do you live it out. So in sitting with it, I realized that I am the cause of the problem. People are just reacting to what the Yair Gibbons were. Carl does the dishes. If I wanted help, or I wanted somebody else to do something with me, I should be asking for that help. It's on me. It's not on the people who I'm resenting. But the point is that when I read this chapter of Padenkyo O'Hara, and she talks about doing all this gardening work, which I have some other things which I'll bring up in the practice circle about, that takes place in a particular situation, which is very monastery-like. But the challenge is, can you be that way? Can you be at one with the situation when it takes place in the marketplace? When somebody steals your wallet, or somebody dismisses you when you're trying to get a problem solved at Social Security, and on and on and on, all these kinds of things. These are the challenges. The challenge is, if me shows up, if Carl shows up again, then I'm not one with the situation. I'm Carl in a situation, and that's separate. I'm separate from it. And that's when I start creating expectations and disappointments for myself. I create this. So the situation that I described with the dishes is an opportunity to become intimate with myself, become intimate with my limitations, become intimate with who I am, because I am part of the activity. And as I was writing this talk, I remembered, I don't have this exact, but I remembered way back in the days when Ram Dass was on the scene. And he said something to the effect that, you know, it's easy to be a holy man when you live in a monastery. It's very difficult to be a holy man when you're walking on the street and somebody steps on your foot. Thank you.